Today I have with me Veronica Cooper. Would you be able to introduce yourself and what you do?
So my name's Veronica. I've lived in Vanderhoof for about 6 years now. Vanderhoof is where I met my husband. We now have a young son. And currently I'm actually on maternity leave from my regular job. So.
Okay. And so in January, you got involved by starting a petition for the District of Vanderhoof Marin Council to more appropriately address its homelessness issues. Would you be able to summarize some of the key concerns and goals this petition aims to address?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the concerns that we brought up were the lack of resources for people who actively find themselves homeless. Vanderhoof does have some resources if you're at risk of homelessness, but if you find yourself actively homeless, there's really no immediate housing for you. And then we also wanted to address some of the stigma related to homelessness, and that people can be homeless for a variety of reasons. A lot of people like to associate homelessness with drug use, but that's not always the case. And I guess as far as the goals for the petition, it was to raise awareness. We wanted to get the community talking, and we want support from council. So the support that we want from council is in a form of a letter, so a letter of support, and then we can use that when we're ready to apply for funding.
Okay, and would you be able to elaborate on who the we is in this situation?
Oh, yes, sorry. So it's myself, and then I have partnered with Amanika Safe Home. Lynn Stewart is the director, and she's actually an old boss of mine. So I had reached out to Lynn because the Safe Home has been a long advocate of having a homeless shelter in Vanderhoof. So I thought it would be good for Lynn to write a letter just because she has more experience in the area. And yeah, so she agreed. And I said, if you write the letter, I'll get some support for it. So
the mayor's response, which was released about a week ago, considers a new homeless shelter to be a Band-Aid solution. What do you think of this statement?
To be honest, I mean, yeah, I think he's absolutely right. It is a Band-Aid solution. It's no secret that Vanderhoof has a housing issue. I mean, UNBC did a housing study in 2015 that said as much. And it's taken years for two seniors housing projects to get to the point of breaking ground. So if we were to start, I think you mentioned supportive housing or transitional housing, if we were to go down that route, it could take years. And so we're going to be in the same boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm not saying that starting a shelter will solve the housing issue, but I think, or at least my hope for it, is that it will be a bridge that we can use to get us to the point where we see more supportive housing or more affordable housing in Vanderhoof.
Mm-hmm. And so on the topic of affordable housing, do you think that increased secondary suites, which were suggested by the mayor in his statement, are a feasible short-term and long-term solution to the issue?
I mean, I think residents or homeowners that look at building laneway housing or secondary suites, they're going to end up renting to their elderly parents or young adult children,
mm-hmm.
or the new-to-town professionals, right? So Vanderhoof has been trying to attract more professionals, such as teachers, occupational therapists, doctors, social workers, and we even have a shortage of tradespeople. But unfortunately, the rental market is so tight, it's hard for those people to make a decision to move here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for them, like, buying a house is not a great option either because of your mortgage term, right? So if they don't plan on staying in Vanderhoof, why buy a house? But as far as that being a solution, I mean, Mayor Thiessen has said that he's been encouraging residents of Vanderhoof to look into this option. But when I looked online to try to find resources, I couldn't find anything, right? So I think the other issue with the housing that Thiessen is encouraging is that the residents have questions that they need answered, right? Like, is their lot zoned for it? Is their lot big enough? What does the application process look like? Like, where do they even start? But what I did find when I was looking for resources was Metro Vancouver has a really good how-to guide put together for their residents. And same with Smithers. They have a portal that their residents can go to, and they have a how-to guide on how they can put a secondary suite on their house, right? So some of the questions they answered are, let me just pull it up here so I can remember. Mm-hmm. Like they're addressing what the regulations are. If they have a shop, can they also put another dwelling on there? Like they just answer basic questions. That if any homeowner is thinking of putting laneway housing in, they can look to it. But Vanderhoof hasn't put out any resources on that. So I'm not sure how he's encouraging residents to think about that, other than just saying that he is encouraging, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does. It does make sense. It's not exactly giving anyone the resources to do it. So going forward, do you believe that the mayor and council can be convinced to take the issue of homelessness more seriously?
Yeah, I hope that instead of approaching this issue from a business angle, that they choose to come from a place of empathy and compassion. The reality is we can't keep putting people in unsafe situations or displacing them to neighboring communities who actually have the resources to deal with it. It's kind of like Vanderhoof sending the message of, like, if you don't have a roof over your head, there's no place for you here. We can't help you, right? Mm-hmm. So I hope that they do take it seriously, and I think that they are. I'm positive that they will.
Okay. And so beyond signing the petition, what else can individuals who are interested in helping to solve these issues do to assist the cause?
Yeah. So we had the petition open for, I think it was 42 or 43 days. So we've since closed it. So we ended up with 411 signatures in total. So we will be presenting it to the mayor. Not presenting, but we will be giving it to the mayor this week for him to look over, because we may be at a place to start asking for that letter of support. So we're hoping that when he reads the signatures and the comments attached to them, that he'll choose to support this initiative. But residents can still educate themselves on their local housing issue and start dismantling the stigma that surrounds homelessness, right? Everybody deserves a roof over their head.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview with us today.
Yeah, no problem, Ariel. Thanks so much for reaching out. I'm really happy to keep this train moving forward.